are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, Iris writes, Doctor, I always get hungry in the mornings. What can I do to stop snacking? I'm gaining weight. I can't get through work in the mornings without consuming at least 500 calories. I'm not satisfied till I eat something large. I get you. It's funny because I have my hungry times and I have my non-hungry times. And I'm usually hungrier in the mornings as well. The first thing I tell people to do is if you are hungry, all right, immediately drink some water. I know it's not that satisfying, and I know your mind, you know, will say, well, why don't I start making it soda or whatever? No, because you don't want to add calories. But the first thing you should do is drink some ice water, okay? And then get your mind off being hungry. If you're hungry again, take in a little bit more water. This is assuming your kidneys and your heart is fine and you can handle the fluid. But water, I think, is great. Now, Shape.com has a list of 25 natural appetite suppressants. I think these are great, but again, remember, be careful, okay? Like, for example, they say, number one, almonds. Almonds that has vitamin E, magnesium, antioxidants are great, and they lower your appetite. Again, we're not talking Jordan almonds. We're not talking chocolate-covered almonds. Keep in mind, okay? Right? I know I love Jordan almonds, okay? Those are sugary. But regular almonds could suppress your appetite, a handful of them. Okay, also coffee. Right? They say coffee can boost metabolism and suppress your appetite. Why? Because of the antioxidant. My problem with caffeine is, again, I don't like the taste of coffee, but a lot of my coffee drinkers, they don't tell me they drink coffee to lose weight. I mean, if coffee really helps you lose weight, clue me in. But my guess is coffee, many of you don't eat breakfast, you drink, you take coffee, and then you eat a big lunch, a big dinner, so you gain weight anyway. All right? Ginger. Ginger root, which we use for digestive-type stuff, nausea, etc., ginger does work. It's a stimulant, energizes the body, improves digestion, but they say ginger can help with appetite. Avocado. All right? Avocado. I notice I'm never really hungry in Mexican restaurants because I always order the guacamole. And avocado, it's a very heart-healthy monounsaturated fat, very great fat, appears to suppress your appetite as well. Cayenne pepper, spicy foods help with your appetite. Also, they say it can boost metabolism. I don't know so much to know about that, but they say that if you add cayenne pepper, it could cut an average of 60 calories from your next meal. I don't know. I'd like to see the science behind that, but I do have to admit spicy foods help. And then, of course, apples. An apple a day keeps the doctor away, keeps the bariatric surgery away. Apples are great, phenomenal for regulating your sugar, has some nice soluble fiber and pectin, and they're yummy. Now, eggs, okay? An egg or two for breakfast may be a better choice than some sugary cereal, all right? If you could do egg whites, even better, all right? But they said those that ate eggs in one study ate 330 less calories over the course of the day than those who would eat something sugary like bagels. Oh, here, they even brought up water. Number eight, just what I said, drinking water. They said in an August 2010 study, people who drank two glasses of water before a meal ate between 75 and 90 fewer calories than those who didn't drink the water. Again, assuming that your liver, kidneys, or your kidneys and heart can handle the fluid. You aren't on fluid restriction. What about sweet potatoes? Sweet potatoes, a lot of vitamin A and vitamin C. They also are a good type of starch. As long as you don't have them all full of marshmallows, etc., that can be pretty good. They bring up umeboshi plums. I don't know much about that, but they say those squash sugar cravings. It would be in an Asian store, specialty store. They also bring up vegetable soup. Vegetable soup is great as long as you can watch the salt. Soup, I think, is great in terms of curbing appetite. They even have dark chocolate on here, guys. Dark chocolate, but we're talking 70% cocoa. We're talking dark chocolate. Appears to help you with the cravings. and cause you to eat less. Yeah, of course, because you're sitting there choking on the dark, dark chocolate. What about tofu? Tofu seems to work. Vegetarians love it, right? Has isoflavone genistine. Supposed to lower your appetite. Less food intake. Fill you up. Wasabi. Why? Because it's spicy. Wasabi, that seems to help suppress your appetite, also known as an anti-inflammatory. Green tea. We've known about that. We've talked about green tea. Some of you have noticed that green tea prevents sugar coming into fat cells. I'm not too sure about the biomechanics of it, but we know that seems to work. Oatmeal is another biggie. Eating oatmeal for breakfast helps keep you full. Again, watch the sugar and cinnamon and all the other stuff that you want to add to it. We talked about soup. What about vegetable juice? Vegetable juice helps as well. They say that in one study, they found that people who drank vegetable juice ended up eating about 135 less calories a day. That's pretty impressive. Okay, it looks like I'm stuck with a pop-up now. So unfortunately, I can't get through the rest of this. I hate these pop-ups. What the hell? What the hell is going on here? Oh, I'm sorry. Let me see if I can get on with this. I'll have to tell you after the break. Honestly, these pop-ups, green leafy vegetables like spinach, kale, Swiss chard. I know that sounds like Swiss cheese. It's not. Fish. Fish also lowers the appetite, especially salmon. You eat some salmon, you feel full. Even herring. Nobody likes herring that I know, but it works. Cinnamon. I've talked about cinnamon before. As long as it's not full of sugar, cinnamon helps just like ginger with your appetite. Then skim milk. Many of us don't like skim milk because they think it looks like pee, skim milk. But apparently that, if you take, according to one study, if you take it a couple weeks before menstruation, you don't seem to crave the carbs when you're going through your period. I'd rather take the carbs. Hot sauce. Again, spicy. That seems to help you stay full longer than flax seeds. If you could get flax seeds, you'll be so busy pooping, you won't want to eat. All right. And then salad. Can't go wrong with salad. Salad is full of water. So even if you don't think you're getting as much nutrition as you think, make sure you have the darn green leafy vegetables in there. Takes about 20 minutes. Eat your salad first. That's why we give salads as an appetizer. Okay. Then they also bring up whey protein. Like a liquid meal with whey protein. Again, I'd rather take the chocolate. All right, guys. Hope that helps. Whew. When we come back, we'll get to some medical news. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
The fall season is here. Falling downstairs, bad. Fallback pricing, good. Don't fall down the stairs. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote for special fallback pricing on delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Vote early. Vote often. Through October 10th. Tell us which product to put on sale. Then, beginning October 11th, Fallback Friday, the price of the product with the most votes will be on sale with special fallback pricing. Missing out on a sale on emergency preparedness food, camping food, or backpacking food? Bad. Storing delicious freeze-dried entrees, fruits, vegetables, and desserts? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote now through October 10th for fallback pricing. Voting for politicians who expose themselves? Bad. Voting for fallback pricing at freezedryguy.com? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hello, I'm Steve Schenck. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPAC 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so judiciously. I really, really appreciate it. And I know you have plenty of other choices out there. Lord knows. My website is drdahlia.com. Check it out. You can always send me emails there. If I can answer your question, I will. If I don't answer your question, send me another email. It could just be because of the volume. I really don't want to miss anybody. I think I only have two more left before I go to Talkers Magazine Convention. If I miss it, it's not that I'm ignoring you. Just send me a repeat, okay? Because I don't like to ignore any of my listeners. You guys rock. Talkers Magazine Convention is going to be in L.A., which is pretty good. I like going. You know, everybody kind of talks about, you know, the future of radio, how to make, I'm supposed to learn how to make my radio show better. I know. So hopefully Friday's show should really kick butt. I'm going to pay attention. I pay attention. It's so much easier to pay attention to radio conventions than, medical conventions. The medical conventions, the reason why is somebody brings up something. Now, you want to know what it is with medical conventions? I'll tell you what it is, okay? When I was in medical school or regular school, high school, college, whatever, I sat in the back of the class, and I don't have a lot of gifts. I can't cook. I'm not very good with the guys, right? I don't really know how to do my makeup that well. Can't really do my hair. But the one thing I could do is bat jokes when material is pitched at me, whether it's slow ball, fast ball, curve. And I would just be sitting there in class, not so much learning to try to learn and figure out. I would do that. But if something ended up being material, boom. I would immediately volley that back to the teacher with a joke. Okay? Now, kids liked it. Teachers didn't. Remember, teachers want to be the star. Okay? You know, they don't need little Dahlia in the back there trying to make jokes. Right? That's how I flirted with guys. I didn't do the eyelash batting or whatever. If I wanted a guy to notice me, the jokes would keep coming and keep coming because they'd have to turn and look at me and think of me as fine. I just did that instinctively. I never realized I was doing it. If I like a guy, I start talking louder and louder and I just get noticed. It's just something I did. Alright, so, at the radio conference, however, all you have are radio personalities there or people in the business. So yeah, you can make jokes, but you're not the funny one in the room. So I actually sit there and shut up and listen. But in medical school, you got to admit, how many people could take a slide of pseudostratified columnar epithelium and turn that into something funny? It's a gift. All right. But I don't appear as gifted in a radio convention because they're all funny. They all know how to make light of a certain situation. So I blend. I don't do that very well. I don't blend. But then you want to know what I'm doing? You know how I'm upping my game? I'm going to actually wear a skirt. I will. I'm going to wear a skirt. I'm going to shave my legs tonight. And I'll wear some boots. And so I'm going to try to, you know, bring on the sexy. Okay? But that, you know, I have to stand out. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Call it a mental illness. Call it some sort of a hang-up. James Holmes, Aurora, Colorado shooter. Did he drop some online hints about the Aurora massacre? Apparently, he had, prior to the shooting, posted on one of the dating websites, "Will you visit me in prison?" Now, to me, this isn't too much of a shock because he obviously had to put some planning into it. The Dark Knight premiere was at midnight. He had to know which theater. He had to buy tickets. So I'm not shocked. All right. Well, he is going to be returning to court, I guess, next week. Attorneys from both sides of the case argue what evidence jurors should be permitted to hear against the trial. The defense claims that nearly all of the prosecution's key evidence, from the defendant's iPhone to explosives seized in his apartment, is not permissible in the trial because it was obtained under illegal entry. How the hell are you supposed to get legal entry if the guy is shooting up a theater? According to one motion to dismiss evidence, Holmes' lawyers argue that proper legal procedure was not followed in searching Holmes' apartment or in the questioning of the defendant. Apparently, the prosecution counters that they needed to question Holmes about a bomb he was suspected of building in his apartment before the shooting. Though Holmes had asked for a lawyer after he was read his rights, police said that they needed to learn how to defuse the explosives in Holmes' apartment. Okay, I gotta agree with that. Okay, if there is a bomb that is going to pose public health risk to anybody and cause any bodily harm, you should be allowed to get that information and not be worried about that being used against you when you have to make a case. If this guy gets off scot-free, that's ridiculous. Evan, you're innocent until proven guilty. I get that. Okay? But, I mean, if he really did this and he gets off scot-free, that's going to suck. Evidence collected from several online dating websites will also be discussed during motion hearings during the next several weeks. Though Holmes left a very light online footprint, that's kind of interesting wording, a very light online footprint, whereas with me, it's a big elephant trunk. The defendant allegedly had accounts with the sites Match.com and Adult Friend Finder. Can you imagine if you were an ex-girlfriend of this guy? Can you imagine dating somebody and then finding out he was a killer? On his profiles, Holmes had written the question, "Will you visit me in prison?" Prosecutors hope to undermine the defense's insanity plea with evidence from these sites claiming that he was aware of his actions. Of course he was. The judge has already rejected one defense attempt to suppress the website evidence. Earlier this month, prosecutors in Colorado were granted the right to see his mental health records, but not other medical records. None of the documents have been made public. I really want to see that. I would love to see his mental health records. I mean, because this guy really looks like he is off the boat. And I'd like to see what were his diagnoses, what medicines were tried, what had happened. And, you know, having a mental health history is very common. Many people have a mental health history, being treated for depression, anxiety, insomnia, eating disorders, etc. I want to know the what happened with him, right? And how, what does a killer look like prior to him killing? So we can hopefully identify these people before they kill. He's charged with killing 12 people and injuring 70 others during the midnight screening of The Dark Knight Rises. He was wearing a gas mask, set off a tear gas bomb, opened fire onto the audience. What did he do? He pleaded not guilty by reason of insanity. Of course, prosecutors are seeking the death penalty. Colorado is one of 32 states with the death penalty. Now, I believe he was in a gun-free zone. People there couldn't protect themselves and shoot back. The idea of insanity, I already told you, is a complete crock. The fact that he could plant explosives, the fact that he could, I mean, if somebody's insane or not competent, okay, how is he able to purchase the tickets? How is he able to navigate and know exactly which theater? How is he able to protect himself with full body armor? Okay? If he was sane enough to go through those motions, he is not insane. We talked about this with Jared Loughner years ago. Jared Loughner, the Tucson shooter, saying insane. Okay, he's not guilty by reason of insanity. Because he's insane, he shouldn't get the death penalty. The guy was able to navigate through Circle K's and Walmarts and get artillery and go to a photo booth to get his photo pictures and to, he got stopped at a street light and was able to navigate away from the cop to be able to move forward and not get that ticket. Alright, I mean, these people have definite competencies and levels of sanity. Okay? So this insanity plea, I don't buy. And if really, if he is that much of a threat to others, okay, I don't see why, what good he could do for our society. And as far as I'm concerned, he shouldn't live with us. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDAI. Speaking of online, they say if you look at your Facebook friends or Twitter's friends' posts of food, all right, apparently these snapshots can ruin your appetite. Researchers had study participants looked at 60 photos of various foods and then fed them peanuts afterwards. The ones who looked at a lot of pictures of salty food didn't really want to eat the peanuts. So, you know how certain pictures make us hungry? There could be the fact that certain pictures make us not hungry. I tried that once where I was out to dinner. We had a real nice restaurant. We got a gift certificate to go to a fancy restaurant because my husband never takes me to fancy restaurants. And I ordered the fish, and the fish head was a part of it. So I took the picture of the fish. It was beautiful, a beautiful glistening fish. I took a picture of the fish head on the plate. Well, when I looked at it on Facebook later, it didn't look that pretty. You know, some of my friends are chefs. They'll cook a meal. They'll take a picture. It'll be on Facebook. It doesn't look that good. Now, I'm sure it is tasty and good, but there's something about a Facebook picture that's a hell of a lot different than a professional photo. I get that. So try that, okay? You know, if you're trying to lose weight, we talked about how to lose weight in the beginning of the show, look at what your friends are posting. If it turns you off, flee. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
All I do is speak, but you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Again, big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And thank you for you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Remember, we have an iPhone app and an Android app. You can download those anytime you want and listen to us. We are live 3 hours a day. Cure for baldness. This is pretty cool. There is an iGrow hair growth system. Everything now has a letter I in front of it. All right? And apparently there's this high-tech helmet that promises to help your hair grow back with the aid of lasers. The iGrow hair growth system uses low-level laser therapy called LLLT. 51 low-level red laser and LED lights, which they think re-energizes and strengthens the cells to grow hair. The helmet promises, scary stuff, to deliver significant hair regrowth for people suffering from thinning hair and hereditary baldness, as well as other hair loss conditions. They say you got to wear it 25 minutes. It even comes with headphones and a built-in iPod, an MP3 interface to help you pass the time. It's got to be from Apple because it has the letter I in front of it for iGrow. They say the average person using iGrow will apparently first start to see less hair loss after 6 to 8 weeks and the full effect after 9 months. I don't believe it. I don't believe it. I think it's close to $1,000. I have to find out the price. They say no side effects. I mean, here's the thing. Okay, we have been massaging. We have been doing all sorts of therapy on people's scalps, and we have not been able to regenerate the dead hair follicle. Now, mind you, if you have transitive hair loss, that's one thing. But male pattern hair loss, really? Okay, now, some of you have asked me about chemotherapy and how to prevent hair loss from that. Now, they were talking about the cooling caps. Remember we talked about that? Where if you're wearing the cooling caps and you freeze, I don't want to say freeze the scalp, but if you lower the temperature of the scalp, then you're restricting the blood vessels to the scalp. If that happens, then you don't have the chemotherapy through the blood vessels get to the hair follicles. And so that makes a lot of sense. And that seems to preserve some people's hair. It's not in, you know, an absolute, but it is definitely something. When it comes to, like lasers, I don't know much about, I don't know much about hair loss and, in terms of lasers. I don't know much about lasers and rejuvenation. I mean, you would think that if somebody, let's say, was losing their hair due to stress, et cetera, then a sort of collagen stimulation type procedure of the scalp would make some sense. And maybe that's what this does. But if you're talking about male pattern baldness, right, or where it is completely alopecia, completely no hair there, follicles are done. No, you can't. Now, hair transplants are very interesting. Hair transplants where they actually take tissue where the follicles are still alive and well, those work really nicely. They're painful, okay? Anyway, so they say there's a laser comb. Okay, it's a very similar device to the iGrow hair growth system. It also works with the same LLT technology, but a much smaller device. So they're talking about using the laser comb as well. Now, they say more than 50% of men over the age of 50 have experienced some form of hair loss. Women too, people. Women lose hair as well. According to Mail Online, they say the average number of hairs on the male human head is approximately 100,000 to 150,000 hairs. Men with facial hair actually normally have more hair on their heads than men with fair hair. Blondes have more hair on their heads than men with darker hair. Even though dark is supposed to be more coarse, many hairs together look darker, it actually is fair hair, they say, has more hair. Contrary to popular belief, hair loss can affect men of all ages from their late teens upwards. Let me tell you something with that. If you lose your hair before 30, you could be at higher risk for prostate cancer. So we've talked about that. So those of you that had early baldness, you need to get that looked at. The average hair transplant procedure could take close to 8 hours. Whew. You know, I mean, hair is nice, but guys, you know, we talked about how the face of America is changing and how bald is kind of good looking, right? Didn't we talk about that? Okay, we talked about bald being good looking, right? Rick from Pawn Stars, I think, is very handsome. Yul Brynner, right? Isn't Yul Brynner sexy? Right? Or he was. Bruce Willis, sexy. So, you know, I think we have really put too much emphasis on hair. The Duck Dynasty guys, yeah, they're sexy too. But I think sometimes you could have too much hair. Don't you? So, if I were you all, just don't, you know, don't feel all insecure. Bald is cool. Bald is good looking. Walter White on Breaking Bad, no, not too sexy. In fact, I like Bryan Cranston better with hair. I always thought he was a good looking guy. I remember him, he did like a little stint in Seinfeld and some of the other movies. He was in Argo. Cranston's a good looking guy. When they made him bald, it was interesting. It was definitely an interesting look for him. But I wouldn't put him up at some of the sexiest bald people. I think there's other people that are bald and sexy. I think Rick from Pawn Stars is sexy. Why? I just do. I think he does the bald really, really well. I do. Bruce Willis, I gotta tell you, I did love him when he had hair. I did think he looked better when he had hair, but still sexy. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We talked about the story in Malibu High School where a bunch of teachers think they've been exposed to toxic mold and carcinogens in the soil. Apparently, a bunch of about 1,000 cubic feet of dirt had to be moved for them to prepare new classrooms, and there was a whole bunch of PCBs and other sorts of carcinogens in the soil. Well, now three women have thyroid cancer, one has bladder cancer, and many people are claiming that they have multiple issues because there's mold. So an environmental agency is checking it out, inspecting it, etc. So we spent a good amount of time in the first hour talking about allergens and molds and what toxic mold is, what it does, what are some of the medical complications. This is an interesting list. Fox News has in their health section your secret allergy triggers revealed. Okay, there's lots of things that could trigger allergies. Like, for example, lemons and limes. Many of us will start to get a little irritated either on the tongue, on our skin, etc. And citrus fruits. Many of us don't realize we could be allergic to citrus fruits. We may not go into anaphylactic shock, but a lot of these that have like a limonene, that could be allergenic. Okay, so you definitely want to check that out. If you do get an allergy after a salad, make sure there was no lemon juice in there. I usually tell people don't put lemons in my water, not because I'm allergic, but I remember when I bartended, when you would cut up the lemon, okay? You know, you're supposed to wash off the lemon. I did, but some people don't. And then, of course, their fingers are on it. So now you have lemon with their fingers in your your water, so I usually don't order the lemon. Anything stuffed, like your teddy bear, plush toys, pillows, huge allergy trigger. The mites in there. So they say definitely wash, dry, repeat, and use with very hot water. They say toys should be washed at about 140 degrees to kill the mites. See, every 2 or 3 weeks of the non-washable toys, put them in a plastic bag in the freezer for a couple hours. It kills the mites. That's a good idea. If you don't want your kids to be dealing with the fabric softener or anything like that, just take the toy and stick it in the freezer. And then, you know, wait till it de-thaws, of course. Candles. You could be allergic to some of the candles and the odors. Some of you get very allergic, have nasal allergies, etc. So if the place stinks, just, you know, tell the dog to take a poop outside for once. All right? But pumpkins don't seem to bother you as much, but check that out. Fragrances also. I can tell you how many patients will come into a room and I'll start sneezing because of the certain perfume. All right? Those are things that could also trigger you. Soaps, detergents like we talked about, organic or soaps that have no additives or non-scented or phthalate-free, those may be good to use, okay? Also, carpeting. Remember, there's mites in the carpets. Those, you know, if you could kind of get wood floor, that could work, or you really got to wash these rugs and wash your carpets. We'll talk about a few more allergens when we get back. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
The fall season is here. Falling downstairs, bad. Fallback pricing, good. Don't fall down the stairs. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote for special fallback pricing on delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Vote early. Vote often. Through October 10th. Tell us which product to put on sale. Then, beginning October 11th, Fallback Friday, the price of the product with the most votes will be on sale with special fallback pricing. Missing out on a sale on emergency preparedness food, camping food, or backpacking food? Bad. Storing delicious freeze-dried entrees, fruits, vegetables, and desserts? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote now through October 10th for fallback pricing. Voting for politicians who expose themselves? Bad. Voting for fallback pricing at freezedryguy.com, good. Go to freezedryguy.com.
Not all protein powders are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full-spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life-building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps lose body fat, supports excellent blood sugar levels, excellent for building muscle, increases in energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, energy for exercise and recovery. Who's it for? Anyone wanting to feel healthy and have energy. Busy people, office workers, growing children, students, teachers, seniors, people recovering from illness, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325. or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, is the only national event designated for the prepper community. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. Admission is free, and the doors open at 9 a.m. Join us and learn life-saving tips that can help you and your family handle crisis situations. Special guests include Kevin O'Brien from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, David Crawford, author of Lights Out, the director and cast members from the movie Lights Out Saga, and more. Special guest speakers include GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach, along with Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and Tom Martin, the director of the American Preppers Network, two-time Field and Stream champion Chad Weatherford, along with many other leading experts from around the country. Join us for the country's largest emergency preparedness event, absolutely free, October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Thank you all for tuning in. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So President Obama right now is speaking at the White House, renewing his calls on House Republicans to vote on a bill that would end the government shutdown and to increase the federal debt limit without any partisan strings attached, saying that the U.S. defaulting on its obligations would be insane and irresponsible. So he says, let's stop the excuses. Let's take a vote in the House. Let's end the shutdown right now. We know he's agitated. He looks agitated. He looks frustrated. He had made his comments at House as House and Republican leaders pressed demands for negotiations with Senate Democrats and Obama over bills to fund the government and to raise the debt limit, but declined to lay out what they are seeking in the proposed talks. Again, you know, I think there's a little bit more to just the Obamacare going back and forth. I don't think that is easy. I think there's a lot more that's on the table, but what's getting all the press is the Obamacare funding. Okay, many people have been very upset with the Republicans leaving the Republican Party as a result. Other people are saying it's about time. Somebody says stop the spending. No new news. It's just, I think we're on day 8. At this point, President Obama wants to avoid a default at all costs. Of course, it's embarrassing. We look like we can't pay our bills, but, you know, just stop and look at that for a second. We cannot pay our bills. If we cannot pay our bills, just like with you and I, when we go through our budgets for the month or for the year, we cut back on spending. There's a lot of things we don't do. And unfortunately, sometimes we cut back on gifts. We come up with cheaper ways to do gifts. Maybe a lot of freebies that we used to give out, we don't give out as much anymore. We try to be a little more smart. We can't bring any more money in. I mean, when you have a family budget crisis in the family, do you go and tell your neighbors and everybody to give you money? Right? Or whoever is giving you money, rent, etc., give us more? No. All right? Yeah, you can't. They're not going to give you more. There's only so much you can bleed out of people. So you just end up spending more. If there's any freeloaders, you tell them, look, no more freeloading. You're going to have to pay rent or whatever. That's what happens in our households. Why the hell can't the government do it? So apparently Obama has rejected, I guess, continued provisions to maybe curtail or delay the health care law. It's a very interesting standoff. This is a very interesting standoff because nobody's going to want to cave in. This could actually be more worrisome than I once thought. Okay, at first I was like, well, this happens year after year. Okay, you know, they always threaten that the government will shut down. We won't raise the debt limit. All right, somebody caves. What if nobody caves? What if the Republicans for once don't cave? And the Democrats don't want to cave? And it's all based on funding Obamacare. I mean, I think right now, whoever's in the Senate and the House, they're not really standing any better in 2014 than I would think. But, you know, if they've stood out this long and we're at day 8, now everybody's predicting this is going to go on until mid-month. So don't expect anything in the next couple days. But you have a lot of people that think the spending's ridiculous. You have a lot of people that really want their subsidies to pay for Obamacare. We have a very divided country right now. 1-877-DOCADALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Just really quickly to wrap this up, when we were talking about allergens and triggers, they say a lot of spices like poppy seeds, pepper, dill, paprika, saffron, these things could also cause you to sneeze, itch, swell, burn the lips. If you're having allergies, you want to look at your spices. Wall paint, oil-based paints in particular could be more of an issue, according to Fox News Health. Solvents and synthetic resins could also lead to itchy eyes and headaches. They say make sure you're keeping the windows open. Many of us were like, oh, dude, that smells good. The paint smell is good. No, get some ventilation in there. Beer and alcohol. There are people allergic to beer and alcohol, and not so much gluten. But we're talking about the preservative sulfur dioxide that could be in there that could cause a rash or stuffy nose, etc. So definitely check that out as well. They say stick with grain-free liquors like potato vodka, rum made from sugar, tequila made from agave. Skip all flavored liquors. This way you get rid of some of that sulfur dioxide. Red wine also has less preservatives than white wine. If you could find a sulfite-free, that may be better. Also remember carbonation like a wine cooler, that could also increase allergic reaction. We talk about blue jeans causing a rash, but it's that nickel. We talked about the nickel, button and the nickel part that, is the button base, the snap base that touches your stomach. About 20% of women get a nickel rash. So you may want to replace the nickel buttons with plastic ones so you don't get that nickel rash. And then Christmas trees. We're coming into Christmas season. We've talked about Christmas trees before. They have mites, spiders, a lot of things on them. I love Christmas trees. You decorate them. You have presents. I love smelling the pumpkin and the spice and all the yummy stuff and the cinnamon and the gingerbread. My favorite. Oh, this is my favorite time of year coming up. I cannot wait. I cannot wait. Love it, love it, love it. But keep in mind, mold grows fast on Christmas trees. So they say you immediately get mold when you put that tree in a bucket of water. All right? If you have a very highly allergic household, we do, and I know, don't scream, we do sometimes recommend artificial trees. I know. We do sometimes recommend artificial trees if you live in a household that everybody's pretty allergic because of the mold and the spores and the mites, etc. And it may help. But I get you. I dig the whole Christmas tree thing. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Apparently, as the federal government shutdown is stretching out now to a second week, veterinary labs at U.S. universities are now stepping into a data gap to collect information and publish updates on what? An outbreak of swine flu virus that has been killing young pigs. Remember we talked about these pigs dying from this deadly swine flu virus? University of Minnesota's diagnostic lab staff last week contacted four other university labs that have been testing samples. The results have been sent to the American Association of Swine Veterinarians, published on its website, but due to the shutdown, the website is down. So for people trying to help with these studies, this is all on hold. Now, many of you have been kind of asking, you know, because many of us that don't really deal with the government sector, we're like, well, everything seems to be running fine. I'm getting my mail, transportation, etc. Yeah, while this shutdown is taking place, still most of America is doing just fine. Unfortunately, the people that aren't working, that may not get paid, some are getting paid. Some of the furloughed workers are going to get paid, but some that aren't, not doing too well. Okay? I mean, shutdowns are never good. All right? And then if clinical trials stop and clinical work stops, you can't, if you are working on some sort of a trial or some sort of work, you can't just stop midstream. Now, what I want to know, are some of these people working for free? If you're in the middle of a study and you need to check your data samples every 8 hours, 24 hours, if you're being paid by the government, you know, what do you do? Now, from what I understand, most of these studies, they're done by grants. So you are already paid. Okay, or you just have to wait for the next payment to come in. So it's not like it's an hourly type wage. But in many government offices, when you're furloughed, you got to sign out and you're done. All right, until they call you back. If you have a government phone, you can't use it. So anyway, the virus apparently is not killing older pigs, it's killing younger pigs. All right, and so veterinarians right now are studying the outbreak. So pig virus. Some good news, Bayer is going to be bringing 5 mid-stage drugs into phase 3. These mid-stage drug developments on 5 experimental drugs in oncology, cardiology, and women's health, okay, they're going to be making it to the next phase. This is extremely important because depending on, as we see with Obamacare, many R&D is going to be halted because these pharmaceutical companies are really going to get hurt by Obamacare with insurance companies not paying for brand name for pharmaceutical companies needing to charge less, right, have to cut their profits by 50% and all the other BS that Obamacare is demanding that these pharmaceutical companies do. So we've seen a big drop in studies. But if Bayer is able to advance some medicines in oncology, cardiology, women's health, let's keep our fingers crossed. All right, guys, cannot wait to talk to you tomorrow. You all be safe and God bless.
Are you someone who forges your own trail? Are you a pioneer with the need to homestead your self-reliant entrepreneur spirit? If so, RF Bunker has a franchise opportunity for you. RF Bunker is the fastest growing emergency and survival retail store in the United States. RF Bunker franchise opportunities are leading the way for business-minded heroes seeking adventure in owning and operating their own emergency supply and survival store. Visit rfbunker.com or call 866-623-2932. This offer is not being directed to any resident of the register-required states.
When the day comes where the world changes forever, you can be ready at a moment's notice. With Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's completely mobile and ready to go. All the comforts of an RV, but custom-built to outlast any other trailer. Learn more at survivalistcamps.com. Due to overwhelming response, limited inventory is available. Be ready with survivalistcamps.com. Survivalist Camps, providing your basic needs to survive.
The fall season is here. Falling downstairs, bad. Fallback pricing, good. Don't fall down the stairs. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote for special fallback pricing on delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Vote early. Vote often. Through October 10th. Tell us which product to put on sale. Then, beginning October 11th, Fallback Friday, the price of the product with the most votes will be on sale with special fallback pricing. Missing out on a sale, on emergency preparedness food, camping food, or backpacking food? Bad. Storing delicious freeze-dried entrees, fruits, vegetables, and desserts? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote now through October 10th for fallback pricing. Voting for politicians who expose themselves? Bad. Voting for fallback pricing at freezedryguy.com? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com.